Today is August 5th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover why enterprises are ditching per-token pricing as their AI cost metric after Databricks found a cheaper model actually cost more per finished task. Plus a wave of open-weight releases from Alibaba, DeepSeek, and independent teams that's collapsing the price gap with Frontier Labs. Here's the number that should get your attention first. $2.09. That's what Claude Sonnet cost Databricks per completed coding task, versus $1.94 for Opus, even though Sonnet is 1.7 times cheaper per token. Read that again. The cheaper model cost more money to actually finish the job, because it needed more iterations to get there. This is the crux of a shift OpenAI's own CFO is reportedly pushing internally. A useful intelligence per dollar scorecard that reframes the entire spending conversation. The question your finance team should be asking isn't, how much are we spending on tokens? It's, what does each accepted task actually cost us, fully loaded? The strategic play for your board is straightforward. Stop approving model switches based on the price sheet alone. Databricks also found a 2x cost swing running the identical model, at identical reasoning effort, through two different agent harnesses. The difference came down to one harness feeding roughly 3x less context than the other. In other words, your orchestration layer is now as financially consequential as your model choice. The fix isn't complicated. Build a small benchmarking harness. 5 to 10 representative recurring tasks. Run through each model and harness combination, holding inputs and quality constant, and measure dollars per accepted task before you switch providers on sticker price. This gets more urgent when you factor in tokenizer risk. When Anthropic shipped Opus 4.7 in April, the price sheet didn't move, but a new tokenizer quietly produced 30 to 45% more tokens for identical text. Real bills rose 12 to 27%, even after caching offset some of it. Now layer in what's happening on usage volume, because it shows this isn't a hypothetical risk, it's already breaking budgets. Meta's internal leaderboard drove employee usage to somewhere between 60 and 74 trillion tokens a month, with one individual user burning 280 billion tokens alone, before the company reversed course into what's now being called token minimizing. Uber capped employee usage after burning its entire 2026 AI coding budget in 4 months. But here's the nuance your board needs, not just the alarm bell. A study of 20,000 developers found the heaviest AI users shipped roughly twice the production code of lighter users. The operational conclusion isn't to slash spending uniformly, it's to defend the budget that's producing real output while cutting the genuine waste. That distinction is exactly what a cost per task metric is built to surface, and a flat token spend cap is not. Building on that, let's talk about what's happening on the supply side, because it changes your negotiating leverage. Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max is a 2.4 trillion parameter model that only activates 95 billion parameters per request. A sparse design that keeps inference cost closer to a dense 95 billion model while preserving the capacity of something far larger. It ranks roughly second on two major coding benchmarks. It's Anthropic API compatible, so it drops into existing tooling with minimal integration cost, and it open sources next week. More importantly, DeepSeek's V4 Flash update now runs at roughly 3 cents per completed benchmark task versus $3.15 for Claude Opus 5, over 100 times cheaper, though its intelligence score of 50 out of 100 trails the frontier leaders by more than 9 points. The strategic play for your board here is not switch to the cheapest option. It's build the internal benchmark first so you know exactly what capability you're trading away for that discount on your actual workloads. On the smaller end of the market, a team called Impero released a fine-tune called Quithos, 27 billion parameters, claiming a 1 million token context window. Treat that one as a discovery signal worth watching, not verified vendor intelligence, there's no independent benchmark suite behind the claims yet. Shifting to how these systems are actually architected inside the enterprise. The most reusable pattern we're seeing right now separates the model that does the work from a second, independent model that grades it, with results written back into a system of record so the agent adjusts based on real outcomes rather than a static prompt. Abacus AI's own demo of this pattern, called Autobots, took a sales lead scoring agent from a precision score of 22 up to 79 across 4 graded runs. That's a single vendor's demo across a handful of runs, so treat it as directional, not proof. What is more telling is the contrast between two other demos: a bug remediation agent connected to Jira and GitHub, with no production access and mandatory human sign-off on every ticket, hit 100% merge success across 3 runs. A trading agent given full autonomy on a paper account posted a 0% win rate in its first session before self-correcting to 66.7% later the same day. The strategic play for your board is this: narrow scope plus a human checkpoint is the enterprise-ready configuration today. Full autonomy on anything touching production or financial decisions is still a live failure mode, not a solved problem. On the deployment side, there's a very practical audit worth scheduling this week. The framework is tokens that teach, tokens that produce, and tokens that spin. And the detection heuristic is simple. If billing continues on days with no active use, or if your input-to-output token ratio exceeds roughly 1,000 to 1 without a clear agentic reason, that's spin. One unmonitored automation reportedly hit a ratio of 2,600 to 1, 400 million input tokens against almost no output, costing $1,500 over 2 weeks before anyone noticed. Anthropic's built-in doctor command, Cursor's usage dashboards, and your enterprise API console can all surface this today. Schedule it weekly, not annually, because a workflow that's valuable at launch can quietly rot into spin months later. One more data point worth flagging for anyone thinking about long-term vendor risk on open weight models. A Stanford analysis of DeepSeek's authorship found that among 271 researchers with verifiable affiliations, 53.5%, that's 145 people, built their entire careers at Chinese institutions, and 84.5% are currently affiliated there, versus 6.64% in the U.S. The takeaway isn't geopolitical hand-wringing, it's a data point on where the systems engineering talent behind these releases actually sits when you're evaluating long-term support. So here's the pairing that matters for your next planning cycle. The risk is treating per-token price as a proxy for total cost. That assumption alone has already produced 2x and even 100x cost swings, hiding in plain sight across the examples we walked through today. The opportunity sitting right next to that risk is that a 5-10 task internal benchmark, run before any procurement decision, converts an unpredictable line item into a governed one, and it's cheap to build. Get the harness running before you scale the next agent deployment, not after the invoice arrives. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.